All right, we're going to go ahead and call to order the Arrowhead Springs Public Infrastructure Districts, both number one and two. Today is December 15th, 2025. It's 3:05 p.m. I'm Michael Jensen with Snow Jensen and Reese. So for the call to order, if everybody could, you guys could state your name for the recording and record. We'll start with the board. Ben, your chair, you want to start?
Yeah, Ben Ferry, board chair.
Matt Lewis, board member.
Matt Entz with Snow Jensen and Reese, District Council.
All right, that's everyone I show on the call. We do have Christy Barker back at the anchor location. Christy, any members of the public?
No.
Okay. So, board, first up, we have the two impact fee reimbursement agreements. Matt, do you want to cover those?
Yeah. Let me I'll just pull up the resolution there. It's really simple. Okay. Hopefully you guys can see this, but it's
Yep, we can.
just a simple resolution. Because these are interlocal agreements between two public entities, they do have to be approved by resolution. And so the very simple, the resolution just states that the city and the district have agreed to amend and restate this particular agreement, which is the off-site park impact fee reimbursement agreement, and that the board is approving this version, which has been previously approved by the city council, and that the chair is authorized to sign. The agreement will be effective as of the date stated in the agreement, which is November 19th. So that's it, unless you guys have any questions.
You guys good?
Yeah, no questions here for me. Yeah, I'm
Can I
good.
get a
And it,
motion to approve resolution 2025-08?
I motion to approve resolution 2025-08.
I'll second the
Thank you.
motion.
Thanks, Matt. All those in favor say aye.
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 All right, that's approved. Aaron, welcome.
Hey, thank you. Sorry for being a few minutes late here, but looks like we got her done.
Yeah, we've got the other
We're halfway.
resolution. So
So
we're halfway there.
sounds good.
I'll bring up the second one, although it's basically identical to the first, other than it this one refers to the park in water and power impact fee reimbursement agreement. So again, very straightforward, just says that the city and the district have agreed to make amendments and to restate the agreement. The city council's previously approved it. And with this resolution, the chair is authorized to sign, and the agreement will be effective as of, again, the date it states, which is November 19th, 2025. So that's it. And this one is resolution 2025-09.
Okay, no questions. Could we get a motion to approve that resolution?
I motion to approve resolution 2025-09.
I'll second the motion.
Thanks, Matt. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
That is unanimous. Hey, Matt, we did notice on one of the resolutions that it still showed, or not resolutions, the agreements, that it still showed Afton and Matt Lewis as the signers.
I think
So,
that got fixed in the signature packet versions.
okay,
Yep.
perfect. If it didn't, that we had talked about it before you guys got on, so I just wanted to make sure that got
Yep.
taken care of.
No, thanks for flagging.
Okay, perfect. That's everything I show on the agenda. Do you guys have anything for us?
Michael, I have one thing.
Okay.
I got an email just a few minutes ago from David at UMB. He's looking for some direction of when the bonds close as to where to invest the bond funds on behalf of the district. And just ask for some help from us to make sure the necessary directions get filed with them. So, I'll circulate this information. I'm not sure without checking where the what we used for the original bonds. But I would assume we'll probably just do the same account.
Don't hold me to it. I think it's Goldman Sachs. Does that sound right, Ben, Matt?
Sounds right, but like you said, don't hold me to it. And those last bond funds were in and out so fast that I don't know that anybody remembers too long.
Yeah, that's true. Anyway,
Yeah.
mostly just wanted to give you guys a heads up that's coming around. If you have any questions about it, let us know. But it's just some paperwork that allows UMB as the trustee to invest the funds on behalf of the district. So.
Yeah, and just a little more color on that too. They'd reached out to us. They've had some turnover there, and so they'd reached out to us, say, "Hey, let's just clarify when you say, because it says like the Morgan Stanley account," and they said, "Is it,
Oh.
investment number XYZ, dot dot dot?" And I kind of just said, "You guys actually gave us that name, so we don't have any insight to what account it corresponds with on their end. So that might be why there's confusion. It's just when we had, first done this with some of, maybe Saul or Josh or somebody, we had just said, "Hey, if we call it this account, will you know which one we mean?" And they said, "Yeah, that name's perfect." And now they're trying to clarify. So anyways, I didn't want to get too in the middle of how the funds get invested just because we were using info they'd already given us. So you certainly can tweak it. You certainly can put a different default, but that was just some kind of form language that they had had us use before. So that's probably why he's asking is to make sure he puts it all in the right place. So,
Yeah, that may be it.
but to confirm though, they can obviously trace the steps and go with the same direction. I mean, they can send it to us and sign it, right? But we can still trace that, right?
Yeah,
Yeah, we should be able to.
I think what this is the account it would go to absent any direction. But I think when you probably did your onboarding process for the first bond, you probably already designated what you wanted. So I don't think that like absent direction really applies because you've probably given it to them. So,
Yeah. So like I said, I'll just circulate that around so you can see what he's asking. And if you have any questions, we can just reach out to me or Michael. But it looks like Aaron's right. They're just looking for confirmation of sort of the default investment option.
okay, I'm with you now. Is the fellow now there with it, David
It
Viator?
is. Yeah. Were you guys included on that?
Yeah, we got one, which I need to figure out. We got one last week. And
Okay.
yeah, obviously he asked about incumbency, W-9, and investment direction, stuff like
Yep.
that.
Yep, that's the one.
Okay, yeah, we got it. You don't have to throw it back around. I'll take care of it.
Okay. All right. Sounds good. That's all I had,
And
Michael.
obviously with this closing, I mean, I know the answer is ASAP, but how soon do we need this information?
Yeah, I mean, as soon as possible, given the closing is tomorrow,
Yeah.
so they'll want to know where they need to put the funds.
Yep. All right, I'll take care of it right now.
Okay.
Thanks, Ben.
Yep.
Okay, if there's nothing else, just a motion to adjourn.
I'll motion to adjourn the meeting.
Thanks,
I
Matt.
second the motion.
Thanks, Ben. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All right. Hey, have good holidays.